Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm sorry for some of the ambient noise. I'm at the interior car wash taking care of Tzorchei HaPesach over here. But, you know, it's a good opportunity to learn and to try to be Marbitz Torah a little bit. Vayakreves Ayla Sheni, the beginning of Shishi of Tzav, El Hamiluim, Vayismechu Aaron Uvanov Esideihem Al Rosh Ha'ayo. So the three animals that are part of the korban here, the Parchatas, the Ayla Ola, so it seems that there's a special affiliation between the Yimei HaMiluim and the El HaMiluim. In fact, it's really two deos in the Ramban. The Ramban writes very beautifully, as always. If I agree with Sayel HaShenei, nothing needs me to say it. El HaMiluim, Kvar Pirashti, Kinin HaMiluim, Shintiel HaMiyad, Shleim HaLavad, Es Avodah Zashem, V'yomar Kin Mizbeach Atzmo, V'ovdim, Yinei Kol HaKorbanos, Seilu Boim, L'Male Yes Yodam, Kedachsiv, V'zeh HaDavor, Asher Tassel, Lehem L'Kadesh, Osam L'Choyen, Li, Dekach, Par Echad, Ben Balkar, Ve'elim, Shnaim, Timimim, Aval Nikra, Hayel HaShenei, El HaMiluim, Bavor Shu, Sof HaKorbanos, Halalu, Votem, Alayim, Yadam, V'chi Hanu, Levan, Avisala, Lefarish, Kichula, Ma'akin, Be'inyin. Okay, so the Ramban's first idea is to say it's, you know, Basar Chasima is leaning, but really all three korbanos have an equal role to play in terms of the miluim. V'yitochen ki achatzos l'chaper al mizbeach l'kadsho, ki chen k'siv, v'aula l'hartzoa al ha-kohanim, ki chaparas kololas nedava. So the chatzos from the mizbeach, the ola is a kind of kapara, like all olas nedava, maybe alase, lavanita klase, v'ashlamim toda l'ashem, shenaslam b'veso v'chomosa v'yad v'ashem, obviously suddenly passing in Shayahu, v'nei ashlamim levadim boyim al miloi hayadayim, l'kach nikru miluim, etc. So the second day in the Ramban is maybe it's dafka, the el hamiluim, the second ayil, the shlamim, which is really a kind of a karban toda, which by the way, you know, might explain the role of the chalos over here, not that there's chametz, but you know, that does come up at the end of the Aliyah, the role of the Sal HaMatzos. We'll just read that pasuk for a second. Misal HaMatzos HaShad Livnei Hashem Lakach Chalas Matzah Achas V'Chalas Lachem Shemen Achas V'Rakik Echad V'Yasam Al Chalavim V'Al Sho Kayamin. So the more that you think it's sort of, you know, on the Karban Toda model, you can understand here the role of the Matzos, at least to a certain extent. That's the Ramban's second day. In other words, it really is that the Ayil HaSheni is the Ayil HaMiluim, and the sort of prerequisites, the Hechsher, or the Par L'chatas, and the Ayil La'ola. And I think that reading is actually confirmed by the Avodah Sadam, because we know that the Avodah Sadam is unique here. V'yishchad v'yikach Moshe midamo, right? Moshe is Mishares, says the Kohen Gadol, B'chaluk Lavan, as Rashi quotes, v'yikach Moshe miyado, v'yitein, not on the Mizbeach, but al tenuch ozen Aaron hayimanis, al bohen yado hayimanis, ve'al bohen raglo hayimanis. So first an Aaron, ve'yakrevis b'nei Aaron, ve'yitein Moshe min hadam. Al tenuch ozenam hayimanis, ve'al bohen yadam hayimanis, ve'al bohen raglam hayimanis, ve'yizrok Moshe sadam al mizbeach saviv. So it's not merely, right, that the avodah sadam reflects the, you know, the idea that it goes on Aaron, not just the mizbeach, but Aaron is before the Mizbeach, right? The Avodah Sadam is primarily on the Gavra, first on Aharon, and then on the Kohanim. So the idea that the El HaMiluim, the Ayol HaShlamim, is not just, you know, the Chasima, and therefore, you know, we call it the El HaMiluim, but I think more profoundly, that it's uniquely related to the elevation of Aharon, I think is really fundamentally confirmed by the Avodah Sadam. Al tznuch oznam hayamanis, al bohan yadam hayamanis, al bohan raglam hayamanis. It's interesting, if you look in Rabbeinu Bechaya, you get a little bit of a mystical interpretation of what does each one correspond to, but I don't even think you need to go to mysticism, or at least, you know me. So, right, but it obviously, you know, corresponds to different aspects of what it means for the psul zaras to go away and for the, you know, Aharon uvanav to be elevated to Kohanim. First and foremost, al tenuch oznam hayimanis, right? Everything is, you know, predicated on the commitment to, you know, nasa v'nishma, to the halachos. The world of kachim, as we've spoken about so many times, is about submission, is about understanding and internalizing, right? This is not, you know, esh zara asher lo tziva osam. That's going to be a chi of misa. Hashem in next week's parsha. First and foremost, right? We're not here to sort of you know go rogue and you know for people to do what they want. We're here to follow a very strict protocol of what's necessary. And then al tnuch yadam hayimanis, and Abon Yadam HaYimanis, Abon Raglam HaYimanis, and then once you've internalized that, so, you know, Kohanim Zrizim Haim, to go into the mode of action, the Yadayim, the Raglayim, you know, and in all of their actions in the Mikdash, Ben Biyadam, Ben Biraglam, you know, where they go in terms of Hiluch and all that they do with their hands, with the Kabbalah Sadam, and then the Holacha Sadam in that order, Yadama Yemanis, Abon Raglama Yemanis, it should all be, you know, as Kohanim for the sake of Avodas Hashem in the Mikdash. Everybody have a wonderful day.